This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Risnall. There's been a little dip in the Bitcoin market this week, a 10% or so drop in the price of the cryptocurrency against the dollar. Of course, that's in the face of a 1,700% rise in the past year, so those tulip bulb analogies still apply. Current price, about $15,700 per. Speculators, though, investors, if you prefer, are only one side of the Bitcoin equation. The way this thing works is that Bitcoin have to be mined, generated really in a way, with computers doing mathematical calculations that are used to further verify Bitcoin transactions. The BBC's Asia business correspondent Karishma Vaswani visited some Bitcoin miners in Singapore.
In an industrial complex tucked away in a quiet corner of Singapore, a cryptocurrency revolution may be underway. With pop music blaring from the speakers and set in an old warehouse, it's the new sweatshop of the future.
That sound that you hear in the background, those are fans, dozens of fans all over this workshop that are being used to cool these powerful computer units. All around me, I can see dozens of these rigs made up of graphic computer cards. This company only started at the beginning of this year. They say their initial investment has been recovered and the demand for their products has been exponential.
We do cryptocurrency mining.
Dexter Ung is the man in charge. He makes and sells cryptocurrency rigs. They're powerful computers that solve complex mathematical problems, a process through which their owners earn digital currencies.
Because it's getting more and more popular, and with more countries like Japan has already fully legalized Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, more people are investing inside the coins.
So can you tell me how long, Adrian, you've been investing in Bitcoin for?
Turning 6 months now. Started July.
At a Bitcoin ATM in Singapore, I met Adrian, a buyer of the digital currency. He wouldn't tell me his last name, though, because he didn't want his employer to know he was investing.
Aren't you worried about the risks?
What kind of risk? So what I'm risking right now is just the money that I want to risk. I'm not investing my entire savings on it. I'm just trying to understand how it works.
But there are plenty of risks. A lot of the demand for Bitcoin has come from countries in Asia, Japan, South Korea, and China. But Beijing and a whole host of other Asian countries have either banned or considered banning cryptocurrencies, and more are expected to crack down on crypto in the future, increasing volatility in the market.
We've seen a massive run-up. So anybody putting in money today has to have the ability to withstand massive downside volatility.
Dheeraj Barwani is an independent wealth strategist based in Singapore and recently has been advising his clients on investing in cryptocurrencies.
The quick money has clearly been made. If you're getting in here, you have to have a longer term time horizon. It's not going to be measured in months. It's going to be measured in years. And finally, again, these are your investing in early stage unproven technologies, which have a lot of potential. But right now, they're unproven.
Still, that's not stopping some businesses from cashing in on the crypto craze. At this bar in Singapore, customers can pay for their drinks using Ethereum, another popular and increasingly expensive digital currency. For now, it makes up only 2% of transactions, but club owners expect that to grow. Don't pop open the champagne yet, though. Cryptos may well be worth less than a cocktail in the future.
The BBC's Karishma Vaswani, she was in Singapore for us.